I feel very good when you remain peaceful after saying Om Shanti three times. The song is also played very beautifully. We listen through our ears, we see from our eyes, we say, Baba, thank you. We receive infinite happiness by receiving everything from you. Here is our body, there is our mind. And therefore God says, forge your mind to me, then what will happen? We see that this path is so easy. Baba spoke about the sannyasis who take a limited renunciation in today's Murli. Those sannyasis, they leave their home and family and have yoga, but we children, we don't renunciate our home and family, but while staying at home and with the family, so we remain like lotus flower, and they also will receive Baba's power. So whatever happened in the Yajna, there is many examples until now. Baba says, forget your body and bodily relationship and be detached from it. The more you remain detached, the more you remain loving. I always give the example of the five fingers. Each finger plays its own part. One is the little one, one is the fat one. All the fingers, they work on its own. You all brothers and sisters are sitting here. I being a detached observer, I look at everyone. That you all are sitting in Baba's remembrance. Mind, intellect and sanskar, mind and intellect does its work on its own. The mind is connected to Baba. The intellect is engaged in churning Baba's knowledge. We have to be in Manmanabhav and also churn the ocean of knowledge. Otherwise, the sanskar will be something else. Where is the mind? The mind is in Manmanabhav. One thing is Baba says, connect your mind to me. And secondly, Baba says, Mamekam, remember me alone. And when you remember me alone, you receive happiness.
Shanti
Yesterday in the evening, I went to the other meeting hall and met all the surrender brothers and sisters, and the hall was full. Now I don't give a complaint about anything, but I would say that evening hours I get the chance to come here, and you also come here in the evening hours, and it is very much essential to sit in yoga and listen to Baba's versions. So never mind anything, but just to sit in Baba's remembrance. Many tell me that you don't mind about anything, but being happy and accepting everything as it is good. Every time I see everything as a detached observer. I now looking at the face of everyone for 1-2 minutes. I never use the word I for myself. I the soul and mine is Baba. Other than no one else and nothing else, I only remember Baba. I don't think about others. I don't worry about others. We have to be very cautious in this, and we receive infinite happiness. We have to be very careful. We have to stay in this unique happiness, and then the same happiness will be spread in the atmosphere. We have to distribute whatever we have with ours to everyone. We only have to say Baba, Baba, and nothing else. Baba becomes present in front of those to whom it is necessary to stand in front of them, and Baba does everything through them. The one who takes happiness gives happiness. I say Om Shanti 3 times. This is also one form of natural way of meeting one another. We say Om Shanti to one another. I look at everyone as a detached observer. Just as we connect yoga to Baba, we remember the Father and the Father's home. We have to go to Baba's home and then come to the golden age. It isn't that we only have to go and stay in the Supreme Abode, but we also have to come to the golden age. And for that we have to make effort now. We have to remain as the carefree emperor now. We now receive the kingdom of remaining carefree emperor.
Baba wo hai bache se pahe.
Baba worries about us.
Allah ho.
Baba says, let my children live long. And let there be the interest to become equal to the Father internally. Only then there will be the remembrance of the incorporeal world and heaven. When we remember Baba, there will be no wasteful thoughts in the mind. And if there are any wasteful thoughts in the mind, then we have to get liberated from it. And one should have this understanding. There should be no wasteful thoughts or negative thoughts. That's also too bad to have. Our safety is in not having any other thoughts. Our mind will not be attracted towards Maya. In order to be saved ourselves, we should not give response to any wasteful or negative thoughts. Maya will definitely come, but you all of know what Maya is. What is Maya? Maya is five vices. Nowadays we speak about Maya. Maya means wasteful thoughts, negative thoughts. And if wasteful and negative thoughts enter the mind, it will never leave us. And therefore, in order to take care of ourselves, we have to churn Baba's teachings. Every day we get in the Murli. Through that, we will be protected. Our brother Raju is also a wonderful brother. He prepares the Murli for every day. There will be question answer, essence for Dharna, blessing and slogan in the Murli. Whatever service we get, we have to engage ourselves in that service. There is the power of yoga and the fruit of service. Is it okay? The power of yoga, let there be the interest of doing whatever service we get. The more we connect our yoga to Baba, because it is our yogi life, there will be no obstacles. We have to go into the unlimited. We have to do the yajna service. Then we also have to check that there is no Maya obstacles in the service. Baba is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Our life should also be like that. Knowledge gives us life practically. The teacher teaches us, and when the student is studying, he doesn't think that I have to become like a teacher.
پڑھانے والے کا پارٹ اپنا,
teachers parties of his own and the one who studies their parties of their own. Here Baba teaches us and Baba gives us this inspiration. He says, children, may you be equal to the father. We have to become equal to the father, and so what we have to do? I had told earlier, our face and attitude should contain only Baba's remembrance. There should be no worry about anything. If there is any worry visible on the face, and if anybody else asks you as what happened to you, and you will be feel ashamed to tell him as what happened really, Baba here says, oh my children, nowadays the atmosphere is such that we experience that Baba is with me, but I am not here in this corporeal world, but I am neither in the subtle world, but I feel that I am in the incorporeal world. Sakar Baba would also have the experience and make us to experience the same. Baba now has not taken the corporeal body. Baba is sitting up above and giving sakash to everyone. And when Baba gives a sakash, Baba's color is applied on us by being in his company. I am very happy that you all played Holi very well. And we all used to play Holi directly with Baba, and now we have that experience. Is there anybody in the gathering who want to speak about your services done? Are all of you happy? Is everyone okay? I am asked whether I will come to the class in the evening. I say yes, I want to go to the class. Because if I want to come, I will have to come on time. And if I want to finish the class, I will have to finish on time. Whatever we want to do, we have to do on time. Baba used to say, be content, never become upset. So my behavior should be such that others should become content with me. Certainly we have to check ourselves. Even if one becomes upset by looking at us, he will become content.
Wonder,
Always remain contented. When I read the question answer, blessing and slogan from the Murli, I remember Brother Raju, whatever he does accurately. He brings some newness, and that newness attracts. There is newness in every aspect.
Symmetry,
drishti, attitude, and remembrance. Whatever good remembrances there is, the same thing will be churned in the attitude and in our drishti. Practically through drishti I meet everyone, but without the eyeglasses I can't read anything. If I want to meet, I don't need eyeglasses. It is the wonder. Let there be drishti, attitude and remembrance be natural in a Baba's remembrance. Now it's 8 p.m. We will sit in Baba's remembrance. Om Shanti.